And then Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya, and if you're in so many local places. Yeah. Actually, Prabhupada said, you only take birth in India if you were interested in spiritual life in your last life. Right? If you're interested in good food, you take birth in Italy. Right? If you're interested in machines, you take birth in? Okay, in love?
France.
See? It's all like that, you know? Yeah. So, but India, again, it makes this point, if you look in the Encyclopedia Britannica, it's the only country where it says the philosophy of India. It doesn't say the philosophy of Japan, the philosophy of China, the philosophy of Germany, the philosophy of Boise. You know, they're not famous for these things. You might say potatoes from potatoes of Boise. So India is famous for philosophy. And so many different philosophers and, you know, yogis, you know, Radha Saomi, you know, this is their integral yoga, you know, on and on. There's so many groups like that. So our particular tradition, we also have belong to a certain group, you know. So technically speaking, we're the Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya, you know, tradition, Sampradaya. And the idea is that before the prison house is opened, before the insane asylum is opened, everybody's in the spiritual world, okay, thing is established. And then there's four different sources of understanding what's going on outside the prison. You know, because we're born here. Brahma, who else? You mentioned, four Kumaras, Lakshmi, and Shiva. These are four Sampradayas. And they all have their, you know, their representatives in the modern world. The Brahma Sampradaya is represented by Madhvacharya. The Shri Sampradaya, Lakshmi is represented by? Ramanujacharya. And then the Kumara Sampradaya is represented by?
Nimbarka.
And then, what have we got there? Kumara Shiva is by Vishnu Swami. That. And different acharyas, and they maybe disagree on certain details like this and that, but the basic principle is that behind everything there's a supreme person, and he's the cause of all causes. Like that. Yeah. Sometimes, for example, when I was a Christian, in our particular cult, so many Christian cults too, sects, there was this idea, which is common amongst many people, that, well, yeah, God's more powerful than the devil, but, well, where did the devil come from? Like that, well, issue like that, you know. But then, in the beginning of Bhagavatam, probably makes this point, that the concept of God is the Parameshwara, and the and Sarvakarana Karanam is different, like that. Supreme controller and cause of all causes, right? So that's established in the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. You know? Aham sarvasya prabhavo matha sarvam prabhartate. Krishna is saying this. I'm the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything comes from me. Right? So different conception. You know? These are different kinds of activities like that. You know, different kind of conclusion about what is life. Why should I work for Micron? What should I do with my money? Should I smoke or not? I think this is philosophical basis, and it comes down to certain practical things. So our tradition is coming from Lord Brahma. The idea is that Brahma, saw Vishnu, and Vishnu enlightened him. He heard the sound of Krishna's flute. It went to his eight ears and came out of his mouth as the Kama Gayatri mantra, like that. And from that he created the universe. And then his direct disciple, Brahma, is Narada Muni, who travels all over the universe playing his bina. Narada Muni Bhajaya Veena Radhika Ramana Namine. So then he enlightened Vyasadeva. Yeah. So where did Vyasadeva live? Well, kind of. Yeah. But it's like this. It's some of these realms overlap. It's like that. Where do human beings stay? On the ground or in the air? Yeah, but also sometimes we're in the air. How many human beings are in the air right now? Probably quite a few. Yeah. But there's some places where, called airports. Airports where you can make that transition like that. And of course, you've got to have the proper, identification and proper mantras and yantras. so many of these green yantras, so many of this yantras and, like that. And you can make the transition like that. No toothpaste, right? In your bag, right? Yeah. So, same way, there's certain places, especially in the Himalayas, maybe the Bermuda Triangle, There's also suggestions that's also one of those places, the Devil's Triangle, where these, you know, these transitions go on. You know. And even if you study mathematics, you go beyond Euclidean geometry to different kinds of geometries. You start getting into non-Euclidean spaces, polar geometry. That's pretty easy, right? You know, how do you define a point in Euclidean geometry? How do you say? One point is defined as, on a plane, is defined as x and y. And in polar geometry? Okay, this is why it's PhD there. rho theta. Yeah, you take some angle from a point, and then some distance out, and you can define any point. You know? Can you make an absolute transition from polar geometry to Euclidean geometry? Yeah? Ah, but the square root of 2, is that a rational number? No. Yeah. So in mathematics, you start to look at these things. You know? For example, one problem is given a square of 1, 1, 1. You know, is it possible to construct a circle of identical volume? So Newton, the genius, proved it wasn't. You can only express it as a converging sequence. You get closer and closer, but you know, you never can actually generated. So there are different spaces. And after that, hyperbolic space, you know, on and on. Yeah? So there are different levels. So Brahma is talking to Narada, and Narada is talking to Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva is still around 5,000 years later, you know, something like that. So then Madhvacharya is a really great movie. ITV has a nice movie. I like it. You know? So he's grown up, little boy, unusual person. Madhva Sampradaya says he's an incarnation of Hanuman. Like that. You know? So he then, you know, took sannyas, everything else. He's preaching. And at some point, he had his idea that Shankara's tradition was wrong and Ramanuja's wasn't complete. So he went to try and see Vyasadeva himself. So he went to the Himalaya Mountains, and people say that, you know, this happened. He actually saw him. So our Sampradaya has this very mystical link in it, you know, from Vyasadeva to Madhvacharya, like that. And for Madhva, it's all, you know, people who walk the earth on two legs, things like that, you know. Narahari, Padmanabha, Padmanaratir, you know, all these things like that, in their names. On down to Madhavendapuri, right? Very great, powerful sannyasi. Always absorbed in ecstatic love of God. He was sannyasi. What to speak of just begging for whatever he could live on, living on whatever he could beg, he wouldn't even do that. Only if somebody offered him something would he actually take the time to accept it, cook, like that. So he had so many transcendental experiences described. Who were some of his disciples? Madhavendapuri. Huh? Ishwarapuri. Advaita Acharya. Nityananda. Govinda? Govinda was one of... Yeah, and then Govinda was also one of his disciples, wasn't he? Yeah, Lord Chaitanya's personal servant. And then finally, Lord Chaitanya accepted Ishwarapuri as his spiritual master. So done like that. This is, you know, Brahma, Madhava, Gaudiya. Gaudiya means Bengal. Get that old name for Bengal. Brahma, Madhava, Gaudiya, Sampradaya. There's Santa Claus at the door. Hare Krishna. So then a lot of our songs, a lot of our literature is in Bengali, and not even just in Bengali, but in medieval Bengali, like that, which hasn't changed a lot, I think. You know, people who speak modern Bengali can understand these things without too much trouble, 500 years later. You know. So this is one nice song by Bhaktivinod Thakur. He's not here. He's Prabhupada's spiritual master, and also to the father, biological father of Bhaktisiddhanta, like that, you know, probably spiritual master. So his biography also is very amazing. He was born in Bengal and part of a, you know, kind of a Kshatriya-type family. He had some landholders and responsibility. He describes growing up, different experiences, his brother catching a fever and dying. And he became convinced that all this Shakta worship and things like that. And you know, he said, everybody seemed to enjoy the sacrifice and the bullocks, except for the bullocks. You know, the priest used to enjoy eating beef, and but the bullocks didn't seem to enjoy it very much. You know, so it just seemed cruel to him. You know? And so he looking for something else, and finally he came in contact with Lord Chaitanya's movement, tradition, and became convinced that this is very pure, because it had become very covered, become very distorted by many groups. You know, so the people had a very bad impression of what it was. You know? So he then, found a very pure source for it, and then brought it out. So this is actually what it is. There's so many distorted groups, it's claiming to follow Lord Chaitanya, but they aren't following. It's not his culture. And so then he wrote a lot of his preaching was through songs. Prabhupada only wrote very few songs. Bhaktivedanta Thakur, a lot of his preaching was through songs. How many song books did he write? You know some of them? Yeah. That was his journal, his periodical. Sharanagati was one song book. Yeah, another one. Gitavali. The whole list of his works was unbelievable. No word processor. It was all like, like a pin with nib pin. And so this one song then is about, called Gorartik. And it's part of our regular sadhana, our practices of yoga. We sing this every evening, The arti, offering lamps, incense, flowers, things like that, right? And so it usually performs certain times of the day. Usually it's performed at sandhya. What does sandhya mean,
Sunset.
Huh? Yeah, it means the junction. It's put together. So sunrise, right? You got to pull hard. Sunrise and sunset. For example, the evening sanya would be after the sun has gone down, but before the stars have come out. So it's not day or night. There's no sun, but the stars haven't come out yet, so it's not night. So that's the sandhya. In the morning time, same thing. In noontime, like that. So usually you have an artik then, and when the sun goes down, you chant your Gayatri mantra, you do some jap, and usually about one danda, 24 minutes. Probably says one time 30 minutes after the sun goes down, then you have the sandhya artik to drive away the evil spirits and establish the proper consciousness, for the next part of the day, like that. So many different traditions. So actually, this song, this Gorarti, was, I don't know if Prabhupada ever established it. We had to chant it, because when I joined, we were chanting different songs. This one was kind of the most popular, and somehow or other, it became the kind of the ISKCON standard, like that, and so on. And it's describing an artik, right? So it says, Jayo, Jayo, Kiba. What does Kiba mean? Anybody know what Kiba means in Bengali? No one quite knows what Kiba means. Oh my goodness, or something like that. Kiba. Jayo, Jayo, Gora Chander, Arotiko, Shoba. What does Shoba mean? Brilliant. Yeah, it is brilliant. So it's a decorated artik, or it's a brilliant. Not Shoba. Not very brilliant. Like that. Ornamentation. Jaya Jaya Gora Chander, Dare means of Gora. All glories to the Artik, the brilliant, beautiful Artik, brilliant Artik of Lord Chaitanya. Janavi. What is a Janavi? Huh? Yeah, because she the sage Janu, she was washing away sage Janu's ashram, and she was very arrogant and proud of her feminine power. And he just swallowed her up, and then she became very submissive, and he let her out of her ear, I think, So she's called Janavi also. Janavi Tata Vani. Vani? Vani? Datata? Yeah, on the shore of the forest and the shore there. Jagamana Loba. Loba? Yeah, the mind is becoming the mind of all the universe is becoming greedy. Because this artik on the bank of the Ganges like that. Yeah, first refrain, I'm going to chant that. Dakin, Dakine, Bain Tarf.
Right side.
Yeah, Dain Tarf. Right side, right side, yeah. On his right side is Nitai Nityananda, Dakine Nitai Chan, Bhame, yeah, Gadadhar, Nikate, yeah, near, Advaita Srinivasa. Yeah, Vaitanya Srinivas. This is the way we have the Panchatattva usually. You know, Lord Chaitanya on his right, Nityananda on his left, Gadadhar, and whatever, near them or on both sides, Advaita, and Srinivas, Chatra, Dhar. Chatra? He's carrying an umbrella, you know, like that. Yeah. Who? Srinivas. Yeah, so it's a whole scene. Now we have the scene, they're there. But where are they? Boshiyachi Gora Chandra Ratno Singhasan. Yes, you pronounce it properly. He's laughing there. He's laughing, huh? Yes. Boshiyachi. You're just envious because you come from an uncultured place. Boshiyachi Gora Chandra Ratna Singhasan. So what is Singhasan? Ah, he's got it. Yeah, it has to have the lion's feet. It can be asana, but the singasana you see has like, you know, a little. And what about it? What kind of singasana is this? Yeah, it's made of jewels. Yeah, very, very opulent. Yeah. Vasiyachi. Vasiyachi? What is Vasiyachi?
Sitting.
Ah, sitting. Ah, upendra. Vasiyachi gorachan ratna singasana. Okay. Aroti Korena Brahma. He's doing it. He's doing that. Kartal, Karma, Korena. Aroti Korena Brahma, Arideva Gan. And all the different gods are there. You know, they all accompany Lord Brahma, all are there. So it's quite an opulent scene. Lord Chaitanya is on a jeweled throne surrounded by Nityananda, Advaita, and the pujari is Lord Brahma, you know, qualified to do the thing properly. Narahari Adikori. Yeah? Is it Narahari Sakar? Yeah, he's referring to Narahari Sakar. Adikori. Well, I think he's leading the work. He's leading the activity. Yeah. By how? Chamara Dulai. So it's kind of famous. So the one devotee associated with Lord Chaitanya, I think it was Narahari Sakar, there's two. Narahari Sakar. He wasn't born in Brahmin caste, and he was in Vrindavan at Radha Govinda temple, and very attached to the service of the deities. He would cook for them expertly, beautiful music, like that, you know. But they always tell him he should go and do seva on the altar, and he said, "No, I should not do that. I did not take birth in a good family." So they made some arrangement with a chamara hanging outside so he could be pulled by a rope, something, you know. So he was fanning, and he would fan them like that, you know, regularly. Yeah. And when he finally left his body, it took three people to do his service. Three people. You know. So these are very unusual people. Narahari Adikori Chamaradulai Sanjaya Mukunda Vasugosh Adigai. So many great singers in Lord Chaitanya's activities. Mukunda? I think he was Madhukanta in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. But these were very, very wonderful people. I think it was Mukunda, who was Ishwarapuri, Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master. He was visiting Navadvipa in the community like that. But he's always very humble, and people thought he was just kind of some, like, you know, simple sannyasi, you know. But Mukunda's appreciated. This is very advanced devotee. And people should know this, otherwise they'll commit offenses, and, you know. So he started singing one bhajan about Radha and Krishna, and Ishwarapuri couldn't control himself. He was just manifesting all these, you know, Anubhava, Sattvika Bhava symptoms of ecstasy. And then everybody knew this. Oh, very advanced person. So, very great singers. Sanjaya, Mukunda, and Vasu Ghosh. Shankha Bhaje, Ganta Bhaje. Bhaje Karatal. What does Bhaje mean?
Banging.
Or sounding? Yeah, because you don't bang the conch shell or something. Right? Shankha Bhaje. This is the Manipuri dance mudra for Shankha. Like that. Huh? Yeah, also two? Also? And this one? Vishnu's bed. Yeah. This one? Tortoise. Yeah. Okay, like this. Yeah. A little different regional ones. Yeah. Shankha Bhaje, Ganta Bhaje, Bhaje Karatal. And if you see Manipuri dance, which is usually very traditional, very strict in terms of following, they have a big, maybe like Ganta. It can be bell, but also gong. So they're playing it like, you get these wong, different sounds out of it like that. And they'll play even like toucan shells and get like four notes, you know, like that. You know. It's called, what's it called? Kubak, you know. Moibung Ishe. Conch shell music. Like that. Yeah. And so when the conch shell is playing and the gunta is playing, boy, it breaks the atmosphere. It makes everything just very fluid. Like right now, the atmosphere is kind of hard here. Like I talk, I have to use strength, you know, but with these things playing, it just flows. You can just merge into it. Oof, it's very, very nice like that. So this is the kind of artik it is. People are singing and there's conch shells playing and all these very celestial things. Even the Tibetan Buddhists would be impressed with that, with their big horn. Shankar Bhaji, Gandhi Bhaji, Bhaji Kartal. Madhurya Mridanga Bhaji, Parama Rasal. Very sweet mridanga is making the supremely relishable, tasty sound like that. So the mridanga, playing it properly, you know, is a very nice thing. Somebody, like in Manipur, you say, started 6 years old, and they can study till 86 years old to learn everything their gurus know. They learn like the entire epic, like Ras Lila. Maybe it takes about like 10 hours on Vasant Purnima. And every single tala, every single strike is written down in the book. And they know it all by memory, like that. They quiz each other like that. And every motion goes with that. So it's a very sophisticated thing. They do these things, but then with very sophisticated, it's not so much random. Every motion, every abhinaya posture is all planned, you know, like that. So it has a certain effect, like that. So then, Shankar Bhaji, Madhurya Mridanga, yeah, Bhaji. Bahu Koti.
Many crores.
No, yeah, crores? Or thousands? Koti is a crore? Okay. Bahu Koti, and a crore is 10,000, right?
Crore is 10 million.
10 million, okay. Many, Bahu Koti Chandra Jini. Many moons will be defeated. You know, Varana Ujvala, by his brilliant, you know, face. Galadeshe? Yeah, in the neck country, neck region, Vanamala. Forest flowers. Very natural flowers from the forest. You know, Bengal is so rich. Ooh, like that, you know. There's Kori Jalmal. I think it's a shining, brilliant. Jalmal means shining or brilliant. Yeah. So very, very beautiful. It's describing Lord Chaitanya. His face would defeat unlimited moons. And the garland on his neck is made of forest flowers shining. Shiva, Sukha, Narada, Preme Ghadghad. Ghadghad. Choking. Like choking by Prema. Shiva. Yeah, I have a whole dance worked out for this. Bhakti Vinod Take Takura Deke, Gorarar Sampad. Seeing. Yeah, Gorarar. Yeah, of Gora, Sampad. His opulences. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sees the opulence like that. So the history is that Lord Chaitanya would usually just present himself as a devotee of Krishna. He would never really present himself as anything other than that. Someone would say, oh, you're a god. He would say, Vishnu, run away. But sometimes, yes, just to establish things, he would show it in a confidential position. So one time in the house of Srivas Thakur, he sat down on the altar of Vishnu, and this all happened. This is describing an event. And it's called the ecstasy of 72 hours, or Mahaprakash, amongst the biographies, and all like that. And he was there, and the artik went on for 3 days, right? 3 days without stopping. And even little children were in ecstasy, tearing up trees and throwing them. Without, you know. And Nityananda was saying, even if a big man fasts for 3 days, he doesn't have the strength, right? And little children haven't eaten for 3 days, and they're roaring in ecstasy, hari, hari, and tearing up trees, you know. So it went on for 72 hours, this whole experience. You know? And Lord Chaitanya is manifesting these things, and people are seeing these things, and all these things are happening like that. I think this is also when he was revealing people's swaroops. He was calling people. You know, he was in Murari Gupta. He said, monkey! Monkey! You know? Murari Gupta says, by my power, remember. And he could remember, yes, I was Hanuman. You know, he said, yes. And when you saw how Ravana was mistreating Sita, you began to say bad things about his mother and sister. You can imagine how a monkey can talk when he starts saying bad things like that. You, Ravana, you. Yeah, he was saying. angry, you know, and crying. You know. And then he says, say prayers, and he composed these prayers by Hanuman. Very nice, Maraya Gupta. And different people, he was, you know, their Swarup was revealed. One devotee, Nanda Kumar, he was Prabhupada's secretary for some time. And he said one time at Mayapur, having a big aarti, a Guru Puja after the class, and he was in the aarti to Prabhupada, and he said it just kept on going. It was like normally it's like maybe 20 minutes. It went on for like almost an hour and a half or something. And he said every paraphernalia he was offering to Prabhupada, to the acharya, it was like this intense, like, you know, ecstasy. He finally finished it. The kirtan was going on, and he finished it, and Prabhupada kind of stood up and embraced him and said, "Thank you." You know, he said, "Well, thanking me." I didn't do anything like that. It was just such an intense experience like that. He was thinking like, wow, this is, you know, all possible. It's all possible. You know. So we have this regular daily sadhana. You know, we're singing songs, right? This is a wonderful way to control the mind. My background is in psychology. I graduated Phi Beta Kappa, first place prize in psychology from University of California. I can tell you that if you go on the internet and do image search for homunculus, right? You psychologists here, there you are, psychologists, homunculus. Well, what it will come back with is a little picture of a human being, you know, as your body maps your senses onto your cerebral cortex. Like a tiger, for example, has a lot of nerves for the eyes, you know, more than a human being. So that'll be bigger on his cerebral cortex. But how many nerves will it be for his fingers? Do tigers have fingers? No, they have kind of things with nails, big nails. So you're not going to find anything, practically speaking, for the fingers. But and for a chimpanzee, you'll find, like a human being, a lot for the fingers. You can tell if it's here or here or here or here, or if it's like this or that. So many nerves in the cerebral cortex, you know, to take care of his fingers. You know. So this little guy on the thing there has like big hands and a big tongue and a big mouth. You know. But chimpanzee doesn't have all those. You know, they're kind of like guys who used to say foul things. So God has given them a body where they can't say anything. You have Novocaine, you come out and he says, "How was it?" You say, because the nerves are all dead. Yeah. Yeah. But chimpanzees can learn sign language. Like, for example, yeah, Indian. The sign language means Indian. Why? Because? Yeah. Indian. Yeah. Wants. Many. Yeah. Yeah. So they can learn that. They have the intelligence of about a 5-year-old child. Like that. You see little 5-year-old children, they can apologize for biting you in the morning and things like that. No, actually, yeah. "I'm sorry, I nipped you, I was angry, I really feel bad about it, please forgive me." You know, they can communicate like that, you know. And then they're intelligent, like little children, they can do things, they can plan, they can remember, like that. But they can't express it in words because they've been blocked for that because they did something sinful or something, you know. So you give them this opportunity of sign language, they can and associate with people, they can use it like that. So human being has all these, you know, nerves for, like, you know, things. And then you add, so if you're chanting, you know, with your tongue and mouth, you know, in japa, or using your hands to feel the drum, like that, it's very stimulating for the cortex. You know? And your mind watches the cortex. The mind is not produced from the brain. The mind uses the brain. It's watching it. So you add to that tonal discrimination. La 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 la. Okay, that involves the cortex even more than spatial orientation, right? Dancing, the cortex is even more involved like that. Then toss in some meaning, and my God, you can't get a better meditation, right? So singing and dancing is the best possible natural meditation. Why do something artificial? And respiration's involved, the pranayama's involved, the same as, you know, yama, niyama, pranayama. Everything's accomplished, asana. It's all accomplished, so chanting and dancing. So this is our yoga. It's actually, what we're doing is actually Gandharva Veda. Gandharva Veda, totally bona fide Veda. Singing and dancing. And Lord Chaitanya so many times was expressing the meaning of the song like that. Jayo Jayo Gora Chander Aroti Keshoba Jana Vitatavani Jagamana Loba Dakine Nitai Chan Bamigaradar Nikate Vitashrini Vasachatradar Vasiyachi Gora Chander Ratna Singh San Aroti Korena Brahma Adi Devagan Narahari Arikori, Chamaradulai, Sanjayamu Kunda Vasugosa Adigai, Shankavaji Gantavaji, Baji Karatal, Madhurambadangabaji, Paramarasal. Yeah? But really, your mind, my mind's running all over the place. I start doing this, it can't run away anymore. What are you doing? What's that? What's that? What's that mean? My mind's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? You know? Yeah. And of course, meaning goes right up off the sensuous level. Right? Meaning goes in actually to the mind, to the buddhi, intelligence. So learning the word by word meaning, saying it with meaning, like that, you know? Yeah? Yeah, it's a whole thing, saying it with meaning, you know? Because you can chant, you know? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You know, your tongue will go back to Godhead, but you'll stay here like that, you know? Back in the material world, you know? Yeah, your mind will stay here. So it's austerity. What amongst yajnas, well, Krishna says amongst beasts I am the lion, amongst fish I am the shark, amongst yajnas, what is Krishna? Yeah, yajnanam japa yajnosmi. It's very difficult to chant good rounds and do a good job. Not a minor thing. Oh, I'm a yogi, I do meditation. Okay, it's difficult. You know, chant, bring the mind under control with the mantra, focus. Then after that, the intelligence, buddhi, becomes involved. What does it mean? Right? You know, so many different meanings, you know, like that. Yeah. Nama Chintamani Krishna. You see, whatever you want is in there. One man was a woodcutter. Right? Right? And a very old man, didn't have any family, very disturbed in life. And he had a little cottage with no fireplace. So he woke up in the morning early, and every day the woodlots are farther away because he's cutting them down with the people, so he has to go farther. So now he has to get up before the sun's up, put his axe in his little cart and push it out over the rocks and tripping over roots. And finally, this one is some light. He gets out to where the forest is, where he can cut something. And he looks at one tree. Okay, this looks good. And he's waiting a little bit because it's a little bit too dark to start. And he's thinking, oh, my God, you know, one more day of this whole thing. I wish I didn't have to cut wood today. I wish it was already cut, you know. So he's looking around behind the tree, and there's a big pile of cut wood. He said, wow, nobody's there. So then maybe somebody's left it like that. Said, wow. You know, but wow, now I got to, you know, stack it in my cart and carry it back and all this stuff and then hassle with all these people to sell it. My God, you know, I wish I could just sell it right here. Ding, ding. Some man is going by with his empty bullock cart heading to town. He stops the guy and makes a deal with him right there. Sells all the wood, has some nice money. They load it. And more than he ever did before, more than he could carry in his cart. So he's sitting there with like money in his pocket. But he's thinking, but wait a second, what have I got? My same nasty lunch, you know, I got here. I have all this money, and my God, I just wish I had something nice today, like shrikhand, puri, sabji, and stuff. La 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 la. So this is a wedding party just comes down the road. They say, old man, it's our wedding, and we have all this stuff. Sit down. So they give him this big feast, you know, and he's sitting there eating everything, and he falls asleep. When he wakes up, it's starting to become night, and he hears a sound in the forest. He thinks, oh my God, people say there's a tiger that lives in this forest. At night, he comes out at night. He said, there is, I know, there's a tiger, and he's going to come and kill me. So, up until the story in Mayapur, scared all the devotees when the tiger part came. So he said, the man didn't know it, but the tree he was under was a kalpa vriksha, desire fulfilling tree. And so we're desiring all these things. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I wish I could go back to bed. I wish I could go back to bed. I don't want to sleep now. I don't want to, you know. What do you mean? Right? And you're chanting like that. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. So whatever you're chanting for, that's what you're going to get. Right? So if you don't control your mind, don't control your intelligence, then that's what the holy name is going to give you. Are you sure you want that? You know, yes, the tiger is going to eat me. I know it. No, yeah, I know it. Well, all right, you know, you get it. You know? Yeah, yeah. So that's why we also read books you know, perform austerities, you know. I mean, if you're smoking cigarettes every day, you're just indulging yourself. Well, I mean, anxiety, okay, smoke a cigarette. Anxiety, smoke a cigarette, you know. Yeah. If you're doing that, then how are you going to keep your mind from not thinking about that? You know, taking shelter of intoxicated bodily experiences. And how are you not going to think like that when you're chanting? Yeah. So we have these four regulative principles: no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat preservation. Yeah? And then you won't think about those things because you're not doing it. Right? Karma yoga. Don't do it, then you won't think about it. It's one way of controlling the mind. Yeah? So it's a whole yoga package. But a lot of it is just singing and dancing. Yeah? Who will not go where there's good food and good music? I'll go. So any questions? ¿Hay preguntas? ¿Cuál persona hay? ¿Cuál comentario hay? ¿Es tatparia? What's commentary? Tatparia? See. Just come back in 6 months and I'll speak Hindi. Just like an Englishman. Just like an Englishman. We're gonna have sort of a Hindi course we're going to be doing.
Yeah. Abhacharan Hindi version.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Western style Hindi.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah. Is that Bengali style? Yeah.
It's like British Hindi.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Wow. Indian English. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Accents are so subtle. Yeah. Even the accents, how people walk. Europeans, I look at seeing Europeans walking from the back, I can tell if they're German. That kind of stuff, Scandinavian. You see somebody walking, you tell he's Bihari or Bengali. You know. Yeah, so many subtle things. So sound is the most subtle. Then after that, touch, motion. Then after that, vision, like that. So you know, that was why in many cases the deity worship is not so emphasized. You know, because we're not in the deity, okay, some form, but the main thing is the sound, you know, and the tactile thing. Like that. So we'll chant a little bit. Let's chant this song then. And with meaning. Jayo, Jayo, Jayo. Jayo, Jayo, Gora Chander. Aroti Keshoba. Janavi tatavani jagamana loba tatavani jagamana loba dakye nainetai chan bame Gadadara Nikate Advaita Srinivasa Chatradara Nikate Advaita Srinivasa Vasyayache Gaurachand Ratna Singh Asthane Vasyayache Gaurachand Ratna Singh Asthane Harati Koreina Brahma Adideva Gane Nara Hari Adi Kori Samara Gulaya Sanjaya Mukunda Vasu O Sadi Gaya Mukunda Shankha Bhajan संत बाजे मधुकारता बाजे संत बाजे मधुकारता मधुया मृदंगा बाजे हम कौटि चंद्र गिरी मदन भाउज्वाला कौटि चंद्र गिरी मदन भाउज्वाला देश बान माला कवि गल सुखानारा नारद प्रेम करार संसाराय गौरंगा ताय गौरंगा ताय गौरंगा ताय गौरंगा जय सच्चिदानंद जय सच्चिदानंद जय सच्चिदानंद गौर हरे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदर शिवासदीर्गो भक्तवृंद चैतन्यनंद गो हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 बोलो गोपीनाथ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Govinda, Jaya Jaya Gopala, Jaya Jaya.
Govinda, Jaya Jaya Gopala, Jaya Jaya.
Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya
Radha Govinda
Radha Gopal Radha Govinda Radha Gopal Radha Govinda, Radha Gopal. Govinda, Jaya, Jaya, Gopala, Jaya, Jaya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna Bhagavan ki.
Yeah.
So nice bhajans. Can you use the artik, we chant the bhajan to set the intelligence. Then after that, meditation, maha mantra. For at least 4 or 5 hours. Maha mantra ki. Yeah. Yeah, your mind becomes, your mind changes. You chant for a long time. It becomes more contemplative. Thinks less and contemplates more. Chant mantra over and over again. Yeah. So, any final questions? Yes, sir.
I do understand how the cerebral cortex basically it's all the senses are covering.
Well, they're represented there. Yeah.
So, but like when I was talking, it seemed that it's been planted in your hands and not in these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, like I was saying, the cerebral cortex can also handle spatial orientation, tonal discrimination, and meaning. You know, so this of the senses, these are two very engaging senses. I mean, you know, if you look at the homunculus, look at the internet. He also has feet and everything else and stuff like that. You know. Representation is there, but the biggest representation, you want to take two things, is the mouth and the hands, like that. So it's this very natural chanting on beads and feeling the kartals and stuff, you know. But the spatial orientation is even more, like if you're chanting on your beads and like rolling them and moving them and stuff like that, you know. It really, I guess that draws too. And again, everybody has different mind, you know. You know, we're trained in the West, I think the mind is a product of the brain. You know, the mind is more substantial. The mind dictates what kind of brain you're going to develop to a large degree. If you have a certain kind of mentality when you're growing your mind, growing your brain, you'll grow it in a certain way. The brain is like the business, and the mind is like the office, right? So is Microsoft Word a business or an office? It's a business. It's like Microsoft. Microsoft is a business. Yeah. The main office is in, you know, Seattle. You know, that, you know. So if there's some problem, like there was, for example, there was no electricity in Seattle. That didn't mean that Microsoft ceased to exist, right? Microsoft was trying to like get the brain working again, you know, whatever they had to do like that, you know. Yeah. So, you know, it's using the brain. When I say brain, because they're so highly visually biased, I think about the visual representation of the brain, right? We're so highly biased towards sight. But above that is what it feels like. Somebody else from a different culture, you know, they don't have to look at things, you know. They live in the jungle. But the farthest you can see is like maybe 3 feet. It's like everything is just right at hand. So they don't develop like visual perception so much. They develop more like acoustical perception, tactile perception. So someone that level, he feels his brain. You know. How many nadis are there in the body? How many nervous pathways? Like one description said 10,000. Yeah, you know? So if you sit down, you can feel these, you know, how the nervous energy is flowing, the prana is flowing in different pathways. And it gets different things happen. Again, when you wake up, grossly, when you wake up, sometimes you're like, you know, you kind of wake up, you can feel the prana going to your brains and it starts to function. So that very fine network, you can hold so many things and you can attach them here and there. Like that. Yeah. Different people have different nervous systems. You know, women have different nervous systems than men. You know? And the female mind is different than a male mind. Yeah? It's all the same, it's all one. No, different thing. Yeah. Yeah. The subtle is, things come from subtle to gross. Yeah. Like that. Yeah? So what is the mind? Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't exist in space. Space is produced from sound. Yeah. So space is a subtle thing. What are the Bhagavatam says it doesn't have any symptoms other than functional symptoms. What are the functional symptoms of mind? How can we tell that mind is present? No? Yeah. You know, thinking, feeling, and willing. So the mind thinks about things, and then it says, I like it or I don't like it, acceptance or rejection, feeling, has some feeling. It's thinking about, you know, thinking about prasadam. It's thinking, oh, I ate so much already, I don't want this, or I want this. And okay, I'm thinking, and I like it, and then what? I will have it, yeah. So it starts to organize the senses like that and engage them. Yeah. Does the mind have intelligence? The mind is like the CPU. The CPU doesn't have the intelligence, right? It accesses the data files and accesses the program files. But the CPU is just where it's all carried on. So the mind is just thinking, you know, the mind, in terms of Freudian terms and like that, is mostly subconscious. We don't really see how the mind is actually accessing the intelligence, the Buddhi. And that's why we see things. We see people, we see books, all this thing. But the mind's not doing it. The brain is the subconscious. The Buddhi is doing that. So it's very vast. It's much bigger than the gross body, usually. Yeah. Yeah. And for example, as far as I know, cats can't see images on television. A dog, if he sees a dog on television, hears a sound, he reacts like that. You know? But a cat just sees motion. So he hasn't got the intelligence to form like visual shapes and stuff like that in a two-dimensional world. Interspecies intelligence. You know. You put some food behind a glass plate, a cat will sit there trying to figure out how to get it, but a bird will walk around because he has this three-dimensional space perception. Yeah, it's different. So you start studying, you know, psychology. Psychology, you can really see, yeah, it's a fact. What the Vedas are saying is true. It's all subtle. You know, it's not gross. And we understand it. How to control my mind, how to focus on the mantra, and is there really a Krishna? Yeah. He's in his name? Yes. Yeah. And what's my relationship with him? Will I become Krishna? You know? You know? Yeah. So then that's our whole yoga. Yeah.
Yeah. Remembrance and forgetfulness is a symptom of remembering things.
Yeah?
Is it function of mind?
Well, Paramatma is also involved. You know, he's controlling. Just like, for example, like I may have, you know, the weather is being. I have some control over my environment. You know, like that, like this and that. You know, but the Paramatma is controlling the general environment. So the atmosphere of thoughts, the atmosphere of intelligence, is being controlled by us locally in terms of our particular allocation authority, and then it's being controlled by devatas, and it's being controlled by all of my hands and legs of the Paramatma, like that. You know. So some memories are like with me, you know, and some come from other places. You know, it's hard to distinguish. For example, is something a plan or is it a memory? Right? Is something a plan or a memory? Same thing, you know, like that. But some other time is there then with the Paramount, we designate these things are plans. They will happen, maybe. These things are memories. They maybe did happen. You know? So you start having schizophrenic problems and stuff like that. You have a hard time distinguishing which are your plans and which are your memories. And time starts becoming very flexible. And in some ways, it's not that you're going crazy. You actually have greater control over time. And you can, you know, see things and do things that people can't do. You know? So whether you're classified as crazy or a mystic depends upon a particular political situation at that moment. There's a whole book on this, you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh? Yeah, it's called The Politics of Experience by R.D. Lang. You know, depending on what your culture is, how you're classified. So you open up a little bit and you see that different cultures are, you know, different. They appreciate these subtle atmospheres more, you know, what's happening. You know. So certain things are already kind of like everybody's, you know, certain things are already fixed. You know, it's not a plan. It's Buddhi, it's intelligence, it's already fixed in that atmosphere, and everybody's going to act the same way because everybody has to. For example, it's raining. Yeah, and everybody, no one's going to be walking around in the rain with their, you know, ordinary clothes on, kind of, maybe some few weird people. It's the same way, the Buddhi's like this, so everyone's going to start like thinking like that. You know? And your child's going to be named this and that and this and that. Like, you can say, oh, you can see the future. Maybe the future, it's just the way it's already there. The road goes this way. You know, I know you're going to go down. I know you're going to go on the road this way. You're not going to drive across the people's backyards and through their front doors with your car. You know, so I know you're going to go down here. You're going to turn left or right. Wow, you can tell that. The road's there. You know? Yeah. So we get more intelligent. We can you get out of this bodily absorption, and you can begin to like and appreciate this world. It's Brihaspati Lok, Log. But different levels, even those attachments even there. So finally the Ahankara, you know, of I'm the supreme controller or whatever, I can know. You know? Yeah. This final, you know, then finally just I have a separate existence. So it's Sankhya. But we accomplish all that by Bhakti Yoga. You know, following Prabhupada's advice and Bhagavatam, everything else. And especially singing songs and then meditating. Bhajans are more for the humor, the perspective, the idea, the intelligence. Once you have that perspective, then you can sing for Lord Chaitanya, the Gaura Artik, you know, like that. Especially morning and evening, Mangala Artik, Gravastakam, Sangsaradavanali Loka, you know. Yeah. How many songs do you need to know? Gravastaka? Yeah, Gaura Artik, Jayavada Madhava, Shairavidjo, the Shingadev prayers. Yeah. And that's about it. You know, basically fit into ISKCON, you know, the four or five songs. But someone else likes to memorize lots of songs. And really they can control their mind that way, you know, by singing and dancing. Somebody else, they can't do that. They become totally confused. They start dancing. And Jai Krishna Das, international chess master, handles seven boards of chess in his mind at one time. Really, he can keep seven boards in his mind and play, you know. I think seven people like that, he'll go from board to board like that, making the moves, and then come back. By the time you have as much time, you know, you have as much time as until he's ready to make the move. Right, you know, you have to make the move. So you have seven times as much time as he does. And, you know, of course, other masters, but ordinary human beings like us, who just, you know, he collects all the money. And we make good money by playing chess. You know. But almost no ability to focus on sound. It's extremely just unusual, the visual memory and visual grammar, putting things in order and stuff like that. Just, you know, keeping seven different boards in line and keeping that connected up to different, oh, he's using the Ruy Lopez opening. You know, the best thing, the way to respond to this is this kind of opening. You know, all these different, you know, subroutines, categories of one devotee, Rasaraj, Ravi Gomatan in South India. He's very proud of his like mental abilities and arrogant, you know. And then he can handle three boards at one time. So there was this Western guy who would handle seven. So he was out of confiture like that. You know, this inferior white guy could, you know, do better than I could. Yeah. Yeah. He said, Rasaraj said, he wouldn't even do the code. He'd do the code in his mind first and test it in his mind. And after he kind of tested it a few times, then he'd go back through and write it down like that. You know? Yeah. So, different kind. What is my mind? How does my mind work? Yeah, everybody's different. So, Prabhupada ki. Argues Ma Mantra ki. Ma Prasadam ki. Thank you all very much. Here's the movie.